Hey, it's Tony Bruschi from Real Ghost Stories Online, and during the month of October, we are giving away one heck of a prize, a $300 Amazon gift card. If you want a chance at winning it, all you got to do is give us a review on Apple Podcasts, then shoot me a screenshot of it by emailing contest@realghoststoriesonline.com. Again, very simple. Leave Real Ghost Stories Online a review on Apple Podcasts, then send me the screenshot to contest@realghoststoriesonline.com. On Halloween, we'll pick our winner and notify him via email. A $300 Amazon gift card. You can buy all sorts of spooky Halloween stuff on close-up by the time Halloween comes around, or use it for Christmas. Leave that review now and then send me the screenshot, contest@realghoststoriesonline.com. Good luck.
This is Real Ghost Stories Online, 31 Days of Halloween. An extra ghost story a day to keep the spirits at bay.
Hi, Tony. It's Karen from Chicago. I wrote in a couple times already. Last time I wrote to you, about my aunt who had a haunted mattress in Mexico, where weird things started happening, and even my dad, who's a super skeptic, saw a woman in the house when he stayed over. So I know, Tony, you asked me where my aunt had received that mattress from, and funny enough, she was telling me that she received it from my grandma, which is her mother-in-law, and I know they haven't gotten along very well, so take that for what that is. Anyway, so I was calling because I had one of the most terrifying experiences of my life. I've never been this terrified, never been this panicked before. So my mom, my aunt, my cousin, and I decided to do a haunted tour here in Chicago. We went to all these haunted places. Everything was perfectly fine. However, the meetup and the drop-off place was at the Congress Plaza Hotel. And my mom worked there for about a week, and she couldn't keep working there. You know, not only were the working conditions horrible, but she experienced some weird stuff, and other people who had been working there also had said things that they experienced. So anyway, for a very long time, I thought that my spidey senses weren't working. I know I have mentioned in the past that I believe I'm an empath. I'm pretty sensitive to anything that happens anywhere where I live. And I have been experiencing a couple of things in my new apartment, which I'll write in later about. But anyway, at the Congress, my mom, my cousin, and my aunt and I, we decided to go to the fourth floor. There is the room 441, which is the most haunted room in the hotel. So we decided to go check it out. So we go up there and we hear some TV coming from the room and a do not disturb sign. So we just assumed someone was staying there. So we decided to head out, and we were going to go to the 12th floor because there's another room over there that is also supposed to be really haunted. Anyway, so we're on the fourth floor. And I call the elevator. When I call the elevator, my cousin said, "Oh, hey, weren't we gonna take the stairs all the way to the 12th floor?" I was like, "Oh, yeah, you're right." So then we decided to take the stairs. Mind you, this entire time, you had kind of like a weird feeling there, but, you know, ignored it. I thought, maybe I'm just spooked because of what, you know, the history of the hotel and that it's haunted. So as we're going up the stairs, we just made it up to the ninth floor, I only made it up to the ninth floor, because I got up to the fifth floor, and I noticed that the elevator doors had opened, and then they closed, and these elevators don't close silently, it's like a bang every time that they close, so I turned around, and I noticed it, but I figured, oh, you know, maybe somebody called it. Somebody is just going upstairs. So we kept walking. At some point, I ended up a little ahead from everyone else, from the four of us. And I noticed that every time I got at the top of the stairs, the elevator would open and then it would close. I noticed this and I kind of tried brushing it off, so I went down one floor to meet up with the three of them. And I get to that floor and the elevators on that floor just open and they close. And as we were going up the stairs on each floor, every time the four of us got at the top of the stairs, the elevators would just open and close. So it was as if the elevators were following us, or maybe following me, because, you know, like I said, it had open and closed when I went ahead, and then it opened and closed when I went downstairs. So this was happening, and as we're going up the stairs, not only are the elevator doors opening and closing, but I'm starting to get this horrible, horrible feeling each floor we're going up. It was this feeling that whatever was there made it very clear that I needed to get out. I was feeling sick. I just was feeling this dread, just terror. And there was no reason for me to feel that terror. I don't know what was happening. I don't know why I was feeling it, but it was getting worse and worse and worse with every floor that we were climbing. Finally, we were making it up to the ninth floor, and it got to a point where I could not feel it. I couldn't stand it anymore. I needed to get out there. I couldn't get out of there fast enough. I felt like this panic, and I was just feeling, it's really hard to explain. It's like whatever was there just wanted me to get out. So I just remember saying, I can't do this. I need to go. And my mom, she looked at me. She's like, well, what's happening? What do you feel? What's going on? And I just turned around and I started running down the stairs. So the three of them got very confused and they followed me because I guess my reaction scared them. And I'm just running down the stairs. And as I'm running down the stairs, I'm feeling like someone is chasing me down, like as if someone is running right behind me, even though the three of my, you know, my aunt, my cousin, and my mom are probably one flight upstairs behind me. And I was so torn between running out of there as quick as I could, but at the same time not wanting to be in those stairs by myself and that staircase by myself. So finally, I get to the second and the third floor, and I notice that all the rooms on those two floors are just completely closed. They're closed out. And I find this weird. I find this eerie, and it just creeps me out even more. And I'm getting super nauseous at this point. I'm almost going to throw up. I'm getting really weak. I'm still feeling horribly just sick and terrified and panicked. And finally, I make it to the first floor, and I'm just like, oh, okay, so I can breathe now. I'm getting better. I'm in the lobby. And then I notice the tour guide, the haunted tour guide, and my mom, my aunt, my cousin, they finally meet me downstairs. I'm like, are you okay? What's going on? I'm like, yeah, I'm okay. And then they also notice the tour guide, and they're like, go talk to him. Maybe he knows what's going on in that staircase in the hotel. It's like, okay. So I go up to the guy and I ask him if he knows anything about the hotel, any haunted stories. And so he starts telling us about a bunch of different stories that you can definitely check online because it's one of the most haunted hotels in Chicago. And he was telling us that, and this was even before I even mentioned the staircase or our experience or anything. He was telling us that there's a staircase, and he was referring to the staircase in which we were on, where a lot of people have reported to feel sick and an uneasy feeling. And he said, and if you go into the second and third floor, you'll see a bunch of closed doors or a bunch of closed rooms. And what happened was that a lot of the times these rooms would get just so much activity that the hotel just decided to close them off permanently. And no one is allowed to stay in those rooms anymore. And then I finally told him of our experience. I'm like, oh, you know, well, this happened with the elevator doors. And then he's like, you know, I think that the elevator was following you because you called it. And many, many years ago, when the hotel was just built, there used to be a man who would operate the elevator. You would just call the elevator and tell him what floor you wanted to go on, and then he would operate it for you. So that's why he thinks that maybe what had happened was that since I called the elevator on one of the floors, he was following us to see if we still wanted the elevator, which is kind of funny in hindsight. But oddly enough, he says that we are the first people to tell him anything about those elevators. Like, no one has ever had an experience with the elevators. My mom told me after the fact that she still wants to spend a night at the hotel and then we should book a room. I personally don't want to. I told her that she can go and stay with whoever it is that she wants to stay there, but I just got a very, very clear message that night that whatever was there does not want me. I am not welcomed in that hotel at all. And it was, I don't know if maybe because I'm sensitive, I felt it the most out of the group of us, out of the four of us, but it was just, it was horrible. I will never, never step foot in that hotel again. But there are a lot of stories. My mom, as a housekeeper, would tell me that she was going to a closet to get some linen for one of the rooms, and they used to have this door stopper that would get really stuck. So it was kind of hard for the door to just close on itself when you put the stopper on. And so she went into this closet to get some linens, and then all of a sudden the door just closes on her. And so she got scared and she ran out of there. She also told me about another occasion in which one of her coworkers was cleaning a mirror in the bathroom. And as she's cleaning the mirror in the bathroom, she sees two little kids in the mirror. She turns around and no one's there. There have also been accounts of floor, I just can't remember which floor it is, where all of a sudden all the TVs in the floor will turn on and then you'll hear laughter in the hallway. And that is supposed to be a Cook County judge who used to stay there, and he would like to play pranks on the people who would stay on his floor, and then you would just hear him laughing. He used to do that when he was alive, and I guess he just enjoyed it too much that now even in death he's still doing it. And finally, there's another account of there is a ballroom where sometimes you'll hear an organ and rollerblades. And it's because I think it was in the 20s, they would have these parties in which an organ would be playing and people would be rollerblading. So that still is heard sometimes at night. Anyway, I know this has been kind of long, but I will definitely call in again or write to you about different things that have happened, like in my apartment where I am right now, and I'm by myself, and of course I'm telling this scary story, but I'm gonna watch some Trevor Noah or something to kind of distract me before I have to go to bed. But yeah, I love your guys' show. If you guys are ever in Chicago, definitely check out the Congress Plaza. It's a really creepy hotel. I'm never going to go in there again. And I know that since that day, I have been very uneasy and I feel like I'm even more sensitive to any place that I'm in. I'm on edge.
Real Ghost Stories Online, 31 days of Halloween. An extra story a day to keep the spirits at bay. For commercial-free ghost stories, the world's largest audio archive of ghost stories, and exclusive bonus episodes of Real Ghost Stories Online, become an extra podcast person, an EPP, now at ghostpodcast.com or patreon.com/Real Ghost Stories.